Tumadaf Lamed Beis, as we continue in the third parak of Amar Lam Hamamuna, and the Avoda, the morning Avodas of the Kohen Gadol. As today we will get into describing the entire set of Avoda that he does that day. So we are on the last line on Lamed Aleph Amar Beis, discussing the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Whether we thought originally that Rabbi Meir, who comes up later on, requires two kiddusha, yadayim raglayim, for the begadim that one's putting on, and the Chacham say no, one for taking off, one for putting on, and then we said maybe they all hold one and one, and Rabbi Meir, just for a different reason, based on a pasuk, puts both of them after the clothing is put on. But then the Gemara says, no, beferish. We have a beferish pasuk that even for the morning kiddush, Rabbi Meir says that one is for the begadim taken off, and both of them are for the begadim put on, and he argues on the Chacham explicitly, and that's why Rav Papa had to agree, itanya tanya. If that's what it says explicitly, so then that's what we have to accept. So the Gemara says, Bishlamal Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, I understand that he even says that there were two Kiddush Adayim Raglayims by Tevila number one. So altogether, Hainan the Mishkachas Lasar Kiddushin. That's how I know that you have 10 altogether in that way. Because you have two each tevila. But Ela l'Rabbanan Tishavei. But according to the Rabbanan, if you only have one kiddush by the morning tevila, so then isn't it, are you going to be left with 9 at the end? That we know, we learned yesterday, that the Misora is you need 5 and 10. You need 5 tevilas and 10 kiddushin. Yes, we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Amri l'cha Rabbanan, kiddusha basra, ki pashit big day kodesh, v'lavish big day chol, avid lehasam. There is one more kiddush when he takes off at the end of the day, when he takes off his big day kodesh for the last time and puts on his big day chol, you also do a kiddush there. Even though you thought, oh, you're just putting on his own personal clothing. No, that also has a kiddush. Avdi lehasam, we'll learn about this later also in the Masechta, but that also has. Rashi says on the fourth line, Kishabal Lifshot, Big Day Kodesh, Delidi Don, Sviralon, Kiddush Chara Pshita V'chara Lavisha. We hold one and one, so there you're going to have one on the Pshito, or Meir Loma Kaddish Mitid. On that last one, Meir says you do nothing because you're not putting on Big Day Kodesh. But we would say that you do do one kiddush there, so you have one at the beginning and one at the end, and eight in the middle. So that would add up to 10 altogether. Right? The Musar Haskel that many of the Bali Musar learn from this line is that not only do we do kiddush when we're going to do avot at the base of Mikdash, we have to do kiddush even as we leave. Because the message is not to leave the avodas, Yom Kippurim, in the base of Mikdash. It's to take it with us and to go out and be Makadesh before we go out. We mentioned that in the past from Rav Schwab. At the end of Mayan Beit HaShoeva, in the Sefer on Chumash, he has three thoughts on Shir HaShirim. So the first one there, he talks about the pasuk of Shir HaShirim, that the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel Darshins having to do with Aliyah L'Regel. The pasuk says, Mayafu Pa'amayich B'na'alayim Bas Nadiv. How beautiful are your steps in the shoes of Bas Nadiv, of the princess. Chamukah Yerechayach, and the pasuk continues. And the Gemara says, that's talking about the Jews that are Ola Regel, and they're being praised. Makamen Na'in Raglehem Shel Yisrael, B'shash Olun LaRegel. How beautiful are the feet of Chal Yisrael when they go be Ola Regel. Bas Nadiv, Vito Shel Avram Avinu, the daughter of Avram Avinu. So that's the beautiful pasuk. It says, the Eska Rav Schwab, B'na'alayim. What's the focus on shoes? You're not allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash when you're Ola Regel. So how is the pasuk that's praising us about being Ola Regel, how does that mention, and why does that mention Na'alayim? It says, of course, the Mishnah Brachas, Lo Yav, Lo Yikardes La'arabayis, B'maklo, B'minolo, B'tarmilo. So how is it that one is, that is the drasha of the Gemara? V'hinei Benusach Tfilas HaMusafin Tiknus. He says another question. We say in Musaf Anyantif V'hashiv Kohanim La'avodasam U'leviyim L'shirim L'zibram V'hashiv Yisrael and Veyim. We yearn that the Kohanim go back to their avoda, and L'leviyim to the singing, and the Yisrael to the Neveyim. Veinu Muvan Lama Shayach Inyan Shivas Yisrael and Neveyim Dafka Acher Inyan Avodas HaKohanim V'zimra Salavim. The Kohanim should go back to their avoda, the Leviyim to the singing, and B'nei Yisrael should go to their abodes, should go back to their places of resting. So what is that? What are we davening for? It's a separate, you know, we all should go back to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, no, the point that we're davening for is that we want to be Ola Regel, but we also yearn for the time then we take the messages of Ali Ola Regel back with us to our places. That's why there's a mitzvah of Ali Ola Regel, not just to see a Kaddish Baruch Hu, or to be seen by a Kaddish Baruch Hu 3 times a year, but to take Ali Ola Regel with us after we leave Yerushalayim. She'en Aliyas HaRegel Nigmeres B'Sha'as HaYitziyah B'Yves HaMikdash Ela Yitziyah Zu Atzma V'Hashiva Labayis Im Kol HaHashpos V'HaYislavus That's part of it. It says, V'dugma so, and the dugma to that is, as we say on Yom Kippur, he quotes it, when he finishes a maneder kohen gadol, b'tseisom in a migdash, when he goes out. Because when he goes out, that's when we're supposed to see the beauty, and that is what the Gemara darshins, b'na'alayim basadiv, says Rav Schwab, when you put your shoes on after you finish, and you go home. And you still have it, and we still have the Ali Ola Regel messages with us, and the inspiration with us. That's what the Gemara is praising, based on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying here. That the Chachamim say that there was a kiddush even after he took off his Bidei Kodesh for the final time, and he put on his Bidei Chol, because that's also part of the Avoda. Part of the Avoda is taking it with us. Yeah, there's a lot we've spoken about in the past. About taking it with us, taking the moments of inspiration. The Shemin HaTov, just one final source, the Shemin HaTov, who points out that the story at the end of Parshas Vayera, we call Akedas Yitzchak. Even though that was only one detail of the event. Ha'olas Yitzchak, almost Sreifas Yitzchak, but we focus on the binding, the tying him down. Why is that the focus of the event, Akedas Yitzchak? So the Shemin HaTov explains that the Medrash on the Pasuk says that Yitzchak Avinu was nervous on the way to the Akedah. He was nervous that when the time comes and he sees the knife above him, he might move. He might be nervous. So he tells his father, Avram, you know, you're much older than me. I'm much stronger than you. He says, Kaftani Yafe Yafe, bind me very tightly beforehand so that when the time comes, I don't move and I don't passel the Shechita. That's what Yitzchak Avinu says. Meaning, what's the Aktani? What's the message of Kaftani Yafe Yafe? The message is that Yitzchak realizes that moments of inspiration don't last. And he takes into account, he tries to put certain elements into place beforehand so that the moments of inspiration will make sure to last. And that's why he says, tie me down. Right now I'm inspired to do it. But later on it might not last. I might get nervous. So, Akdani Yafe Yafe. It's the same idea. We take it with us. We don't leave the Akedah at the Akedah, but it goes with us to afterwards. Okay, and that's the message of Rosh Hashanah, taking it with us. That's why we land the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. V'chulu. Okay, we continue now. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara on the third line. Upa Aaron el Ol Moed. Aaron comes to the Ol Moed. So if you look in Vayikra Tezayin, it doesn't say he does anything there. After he finishes the Haktara, the special Haktara of the Ketores inside the Kodesh Kadashim, and putting the special bloods inside in the Kodesh Kadashim towards the Paroches in the Heichal. See, after he does that, it says he goes to the Ol Moed. Lama Huba doesn't say what he does. Eino ba ela lahoti esakaf esamachta. It's not explicit in the text, but the message is that he goes in to remove what he had left there earlier. He goes into the Kodesh Kodashim twice. He goes in the first time with, again, what is he holding? In his two hands, he's holding the shovel, the heavier shovel of ashes, and he's holding the lighter kaf of Ketores. And even though, I think we mentioned this earlier, even though the Ketores is lighter, and I'm sorry, even though the Ketores is the ikker part of the avoda, and the Ketores therefore should be held in the right hand, and the shovel of ashes in the coals, I should say, not ashes, the coals in the left hand, that should be because the coals are just the machshir in order to light the Ketores, but because it was so heavy, they're allowed to switch. They're allowed to switch. The Rambam says the Befeir Shnilch Levodos Yom Kippurim, he carries the Ketores in the left hand and the machta in the right hand, and he goes in and he leaves it there. After he puts the coals down and he puts the Ketores onto the coals and it starts smoking up, then he leaves it there and it doesn't say explicitly when he goes back in to get it. So that's what's being referred to in this pasuk. Uva Aaron al Moed, he goes back into the Ol Moed and he takes them out. And then we have the line, V'chol HaParsha Kula, and the entire section in Achremos Ne'emra al Haseder is all written in order Chutz mipasuk zeh, except for this pasuk. This is not written in order. So if you look in Achremos, you look in the entire avoda that it described, and Rashi says this already. Allah there on the Achremos, the entire avoda is described. At length, he goes out to the Mizbeach, and he does the Dam Apar and Dam Asar, and he puts it on the Karnos HaMizbeach. And then he takes the Dam, and seven times, and he puts it on the Mizbeach Hazav. V'kila mikapar es HaKodesh, and he finishes. V'samach Aron HaShtei Yadav, and then he goes to the live Sa'ir. And he's Mizvada, and he sends him out to Eretz Gzeira, he sends out the Seir Lazazel. Uva, Pasuk Chav Gimel now. Uva Aron Elo HaMoed. Here's the pasuk we're talking about. He comes to the Ol Moed, ufashares bigdei habad asher lavash bevo al hakodesh v'nicham sham, and he takes off his bigdei habad and he leaves them there. So we're going to darshan that later. What, he goes out of the heichal naked? He takes off his clothes and he leaves it there. So we don't say that means literally. It just means that this pasuk is telling me he can never use these again, as we had earlier. V'nicham sham, either nobody can ever use them again, according to one day of the Tanoim, or he can't, but another kohen hedyo can use them again. Okay, and then it says, "V'rachatz b'sarav b'makom b'mayim b'makom kadosh v'lavash es begadav." He puts on his clothing. V'yatzav asas olasov es olasam v'chiper ba'ado v'ad ha'am. And then he goes to do his ola and his olasam. So the Gemara is saying that that's pasuk chav gimel and chav dalet. Chav dalet comes before chav gimel, right? When he goes in, this pasuk that says he goes into the Almoid, which doesn't even say what he does, but we assume the Mesorah is that that pasuk is referring to going back into the Kodesh Kadoshim and taking out the kaf and the machta. So that should be after Pasuk Chav Dalet. That's what Rashi says right here. Rashi says, V'seder ha-mikros l'fi avodas kachu. He says, Chav Beis, Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, Chav Gimel. Rashi right there on Chumash says that, quoting our Gemara, that all the psukim are in order, except for that one, Chav Gimel belongs after Chav Dalet. And then, V'hini Cham Sham, what does that mean? Malamecha tunim geniza, V'lish tamish post on arba begadim liyama kibur macher. So Rashi again says, does it mean that he gets undressed there? It means that he is not allowed to wear those begadim again. So that's the line here that this pasuk is out of order. The big question is, why? Right? So this is the pasuk that's out of order. So why? So in general terms, you can say, this is to teach me that Yom Kippur is the Yantar of Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore you need Torah Shebal Peh to understand the Psukim properly. That's a general statement, which is true. You can't understand a lot of the Torah. There's a lot of Torah. Why specifically here is it mentioned? So the Ramban asked this question. The Ramban of the Torah. I have two answers to this. The Ramban asked this question of why it is out of order. So the Ramban says it's the derech of the Torah. If the Torah is interested in describing one event, one activity, it finishes describing that activity in full, even though what it's about to say might have started before this first activity ended. So once the Torah describes the Kohen Gadol is going into the Kodesh Kodashim, it also has a pasuk that he goes out of the Kodesh Kodashim and he takes out whatever he was in there, even though there's something else that he does before he finishes the avodah of the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's the Ramban. The Ramban says, V'derech haksuvim, right here on that pasuk, Bechol makom, lahashlim ha'inyan, achar shehischil ba, it finishes the inyan that it started with, af al pi sheyesh bo ksas inyan meuchar, l'mashe yaskir achar kein. Even though there's a later event that started earlier, V'lakach amar, uba aron elo amoed, bibegadim ha'ele, lahashlim avodasov, he finishes those, v'hi osas akafa ha'machta, shu'tzarech lo'tzia misham, he has to take him out, u'pashat acharet seisos begadav, asher lavish baboker, bo'eis po'al ha'kodesh, v'nicham sham, and he takes them off, shalamish lo yibash osam b'yom ha'kibir macher. V'hinei, nishlam kol ha'nasa v'big day lavan, b'chol ha'yom b'seder ha'seh echad, finishes everything he did in the big day lavan, v'chazar v'yom. And then he does the other avodah. Says the Ramban, straightforward. Say the Achronim, a different pshat, a different idea based on the Gra. The Gra that we have mentioned a number of times already, but here it's used. The Gra, as it's quoted, what was the Gra that we quoted already twice in the first parak? The Vilna Gaon says that if you look closely in the beginning of Achremos, it's very unusual. Because whenever you have a karban anywhere else in the Torah, first the Torah says what day you bring the karban, and then it says what karban you bring. It says, on Pesach you bring this karban, and on Shavuos you bring this karban, and on Rosh Hashanah you bring this karban. Right? Every time. Here in the beginning of Achremos, it says 25 psukim on the Avodah, and then the last pasuk says, and you do this on Yom Kippur. It doesn't say Yom Kippur, the whole first 25 psukim. only at the end. It says every year on the 10th day of the 7th month, that's when you do this avoda. Why? Number two, over and over and over again, throughout the beginning of Achremos, Aaron HaKohen, Aaron HaKohen, Aaron HaKohen, Bezos Yavar Aaron HaKohen, it repeats it. We know it's Aaron HaKohen. We know the Kohen Gadol does it. Why? Among other questions, those are two of the major points, says the Gra, really Aaron HaKohen could go into the Kodesh Kadashim whenever he wanted to. Any day of the year. And that's why he says, Bezos Yavar Aaron HaKodesh. With this, only later Kohanim Gedolim could only do it on Yom Kippur. That's why he says at the end, and this avodah should be done by Kohanim Gedolim every Yom Kippur forevermore. But at that time, Aaron HaKohen could have done it by himself whenever he wanted, as long as he did this avodah. So it's not an avodah Yom Kippurim for Aaron HaKohen. It's just an avodah. It's not an avodah Yom Kippur. And that's why the Meshech Chachma says in Achremos, he quotes his Gra, everybody quotes his Gra, and they all are Mosif on the Gra. The Meshech Chachma says, why was Aaron different? Because every day in the Midbar was like Yom Kippur, because the Anan was Shochein on the Ohel Moed. So every day was like Yom Kippur. So that's why it wasn't even a din in Aaron, you might say, according to the Meshech Chachma. Maybe Yawazar too. You know, as long as it was during the Midbar. But this is the Chiddush of the Gra that is described by many. So the Chachmas Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, right? The Mechutin and the and a Talmud of the Gra, and a lot of what we know from the Chachmas from the Gra is either in the Chai Adam on Arachayim or the Chachmas Adam on Yoredeya. At the end of the Chachmas Adam on Yoredeya, at the end of El Chazavelos, he has a couple of pages called Matzeves Moshe. Matzeves Moshe is a couple of chidushim on Hilchos Avelos that he wrote L'Zeicha Nishmas, his son. His son, he writes, Rechamon Alislan died at age 20, and he was a great Eloi and a great Masmid, and he died on Purim, and he didn't know what to do, and he was going crazy, and he says, I have to be Marbitz Torah on his behalf. So that's what he wrote, this Kuntris of Matzeves Moshe. So at the end of Matzeves Moshe, he has one extra piece. And that's where he discusses this. The parshas Achremos, Yesh Ladakti Karbe, the Mishuna parshas Umikol parshas Shabbat Torah, Shekaz Atchila Beizah Yom Arkach Mashi Yikrivu. And he quotes many of the diukim that we mentioned. And why does it mention Aaron HaKohen? And why the chulu v'chulu? And I'll throw in the question: why is this pasuk out of order? It says V'nira Li Ampisha Shamati B'Shem Hagon Achas Amirin Rel Yo. But when I said based on the gra, on this idea, he says, why do we change? We didn't even read this in the Gemara yet. Why do we say the pasuk's out of order? Let's just read that inside. We didn't even read the next line. Why is it out of order? My taima, Amar Rav Chisda Gemiri, because we have the Misora, Chamesh Tfilos Va'asara Kiddushin, Tova Kohen Gadol Makadish Bobayom. As we have been mentioning, you need 5 and 10. You need 5 tefillos and 10 kiddushin. V'i kisidron, and if it's kisidron, that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodashim twice, but at the same time, and he never had a switch in the middle, then you're short a couple of tefillah, 2 tefillahs, and kiddush. Lo mishkachaslu ela shalosh tefillahs v'shisha kiddushin. Why do we have 5? Because you have to go from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. Right? 5 sections. Zav, Lavan, Zav, Lavan, Zav. That's what we hold. But if you do both avodas of Lavan at the same time, as the Torah writes, that pasuk is referring to taking the kaf and the machta out, then you only have 3. So that's why we have to switch our understanding, and it must be the Torah is not written in chronological order. Fine. Says the Chachmas Adam, but that's a Mesorah that we have about Yom Kippur. That's not about, according to the Gruz Chiddush, Aaron HaKohen can go in whenever he wants. There's no Mesorah that whenever he goes in, let's say he wants to go in Teves, he has to have 5 tefillos and Asar Kiddushim. We don't have that Mesorah. So when Aaron HaKohen could go in, the entire section of the Givach Ramos, that's all about Aaron HaKohen. So it's written in perfect order. You save time. He goes in and puts the Ktores, and then when it's finished smoking, he goes in and takes out the Kaf and the Machta. It is in order. Only later on, it says, and by the way, this is the Avodah that's done on Yom Kippur, but we have a Misora that on Yom Kippur there's 5 and 10, so that's why you have to switch those two. But it is written in the appropriate order for Aaron HaKohen. Ulefize HaTorah Diktika B'Seder. Because v'zeh dafka b'yom ha-kipurim. Haya halach l'moshe misinai t'tzarech e-tfilos. Aval k'shiyirtza Aaron la'avod b'shar yemos ha-shana. Lo gemiri hilchasa. V'yemkein be'emes enu el ha-gimel. He only went to the mikveh 3 times. The Ovid Kiseder Amur Beparsha Arkan Divrei Hagon. Oh, so he quotes that was also part of the Gra's Chiddush. V'Toras Emes Haisa B'Fiyu. Says that's, you don't get better than the Gra. Right? So he says everything, all these are answered based on that Messar. Again, a lot of other elements fit into this Gra, but that's again in the Maseves Moshe at the end of the Chachmas Adam. Okay, let's continue. Actually, one other important Ta'ara before we get into Tanya and all these psukim, and that is some of the Mefarshim ask the Baalei Tosfos on Chumash ask simple question, and that is, why do you even have to take out the Kaf and the Machta? We just leave it there till next year. You have to make a special entrance in to go get the Kaf and the Machta. Bali, this is the Das Lakenim and the Bali Atosfas on the Pasuk in Achremos. Lama hi tira hatora lakoin likanis l'tzorach hazaz kafa machta l'kodesh kadashim. Hello, ein baza shum avoda v'nimsa shazu b'yarei kanis. So it's an empty entrance. Explain the Bali Tosfos v'tirates she'ein ze as we might have thought she'ein ze kavod lahashir kol hashana machtim eifar hasarav sham. It's not covered for the kodesh kadashim. You know, imagine like going into your kitchen a week after you ate something and you see a dirty pot there. I mean, nobody's going into the Kodesh Kodashim again, but you know it's there. So you go in and you burn, you're going to leave it there the whole year? Oh, that's like inappropriate. It's not kavodik. Okay, so that's why it's a tzorich. It's a tzorich of the avoda. One answer. But there's another answer given. If you look in the Paradis Yosef, one of the Achronim, on Yosef Pachanovsky. And so we have the Paradis Yosef through Vayikra, Reish Shemos and Vayikra. So the Paradis Yosef, he quotes from the Abarbanel. Quotes from the Abarbanel, this question, and related to this, I should say, a similar question. Lama, he says, the Kohen Gadol, amazing question. We'll have to see if this comes up again. The Kohen Gadol goes in with the Kaf and the Machta, right? So what does he do? He puts the shovel of the coals there, he turns over the, right, the, one of the avodah kodesh of a mikdash, remember, he has to turn over the ktores, totally not miss a little drop, it all has to go on the coals, and then he has to go out. Why does he leave the kaf in there at all? He just dumped out the kaf onto the machta. Right, so you can't leave both of them in there the whole year because it's a bizayin. But why would he do that? He turns the kaf over onto the, right, either with his teeth, we said, or with his arm somehow, and then he dumps the ktoris onto the machta. Why doesn't he take the kaf out with him? It's empty. He just dumped it onto the coals. He says, "Lama kohen gadol bechnisu as a kaf machta lefnai v'lefnim hinicham sham aracher gamar avodas hayom heviu lebidei lavan v'chulu." He says, "Aval akaf hoyel alohotzi takeif barishona achareisher nasan ktoris aloish lefnei Hashem." So says the Paradis Yosef. That's the Barbanel's question. And he says, "V'ra'isi l'taretz." He says, "Tahayla hotzi midas hatstukim l'kinos ba'anan." What was the major machlokes between the stukim and the prushim on Yom Kippur? What did the stukim say? We have this already. That you have to make it smoke before you go in to the Kodesh Kadashim, right, when he's in the Heichal, and then he walks in with it. Ki ba'anan eira el hakaporis. They read that literally. But we know the halacha is that you have to go in before it smokes and then leave it there. Ulishita sam lo havitzor klal lahaknes akaf. According to their avoda, you never brought the kaf into the Kodesh Kodashim at all. Right? Because you put it onto the machta in the heichal and then you brought it in. We want to emphasize that they're wrong. So not only do we bring the kaf into the Kodesh Kodashim, we leave it there. And we don't even take it out until later. He says, "Ki kodesh shenichnas haKohen Gadol, the Kodesh Kodashim, according to them, kvar nasan haKtoris al gacholim b'machta, l'kach osim lehefich, shelo dai shemachnisim haKaf laseis al gacholim Kodesh Kodashim pnima, elagam nishar haKaf b'fnim, ba'eshu kvar tikein ad knisa v'yitzia miyuchedes, v'u min haKatzeh el haKatzeh." And we find this many places, like by the Karban HaOmer, and we had on Daf Beis, we had by the Tful Yom, we used for Paraduma, because we go against, in public, Bapumbi, the das of the tzdukim. So that's two important ha'aris. Number one, why don't we leave it there till next year, the Baalei Tosfos, and number two, the Abarbanel's question, and the Paradis Yosef's answer, why don't we just take it out right after we use it? No, lahotzi midas ha'tzdukim, to emphasize, we brought the kaf in. And not only did we bring it in, we're leaving it there. And we're making sure that you know that it's the kaf was brought in. Right? All of Klal Yisrael sees the Kohen Gadol come out. right? About Vanedar. And he's only holding he's holding nothing. He's holding nothing. What do you mean? The calf? Oh, he did it inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Ah, the Stukim are wrong. Right? When he comes out and they see him without anything, that's part of the Pumbi that the Stukim are wrong. Okay. Says the Braisa, Tanya. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We continue now three sections of this Braisa. First, we're going to quote the whole Braisa, and then the Gemara for the rest of the daf is going to delve into and explain the Braisa. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin l'chamish tfilos v'chamish asar kiddushin shetovel kohen gadol makadish b'bayom. So, how do you know? How do I know that it's 5 and 10? Is there a mucker in the Torah? Tamalomar, uva aron el ol moed, ufashat es bigdei habad. For he takes off his big day abad, the big day lavan, for achatz b'sarob amayim b'makom kadosh, and he washes himself tvi'la for lavash es begadav v'yatzav v'asa halamata shekol mishana me'avod la'avod to'an tvi'la. So you see, when he switches his clothing, he washes. So every time he switches his clothing, he has to wash. Source number one. Amar Rebbe, different source. Minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asar kiddushin shetovel kohen gadol u'mekadish bo bayom. How does he know? Shenemar ksonis bad kodesh yilbash u'michnesei vad yu'al besaro uva avnit bad yachgar uva mitzvahs bad yitznov. Right, the four big day lavan, big day kodesh ein. They are all holy begadim v'rachatz b'mayim es besaro u'levesham. And you have to wash, you have to do tefila, and wear them. Whenever you mishana from one avodah to the other one, you need tefillah. V'omer big day kodesh aim, and it says at the end of this pasuk, they're all holy. Hukshu kol abagadim kulan zulazu. All abagadim are compared to each other. We'll have to see on Amud Beis, what is that phrase teaching me? What is that doing there? But that is all the first part of the Braisa. Two different sources for 5 and 10. Tosfos on top asks, didn't we just say Gemiri before? What do you need a pasuk for? Talach Moshe B'Sinai. Gemiri. Ask Tosfos, Tamali. I hilchasa kralamali. If you have Talach Moshe B'Sinai, you never need a pasuk for Talach Moshe B'Sinai. So Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, ilav kra. Without the pasuk, I would have said, chamesh tfilos yitbol afilu bazeh achar zeh. Kulam biyachad. Wow. I would have said, yes, there's a mesorah to dunk 5 times. Okay, he's ready in the mikvah. Let him dunk 5 times. Doesn't have to go 5 different times. Let him dunk. That's the mesorah. He's really got to become tar today. 5 times in a row. That's why you need the pasuk. Because the pasuk teaches me, mishana mi'avoda li'avoda. That's when you need the tefillah. And what if you would have only had the pasuk? So if you love hilchasa, then what we just said, we would have just read the psukim straight. And we would have only had 3 times, not 5 times. As we said earlier. That's why you have to have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is mashlim what the pasuk does not say, and vice versa. That is the Gemiri. The Nitziv on that Tosa says, look what I wrote in the Kidmas HaEmek. We've mentioned that in the past. What's the Kidmas HaEmek? The Hakdama to the She'iltos. Where he writes, Rashi and Tosas all over Shas interpret the word Gemiri as Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And that's why Tosas has this question. But if you remember, says the Nitziv, what I have written, that the Rambam doesn't hold this way. The Rambam has a line where he says there's never a machlokas about a halacha Moshe Misinai. If that's true, they have big problems. The Chavos Yair is a tshuva where he has 30 cases where the Rambam, there are machlokos about halacha Moshe Misinai. How can the Rambam make that statement? So half of them are saved by the Nitziv suggestion that Gemiri, according to the Rambam, doesn't mean halacha Moshe Misinai. So here too, it doesn't say halacha Moshe Misinai in the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos always say Gemiri means halacha Moshe Misinai. But the Rambam doesn't. Gemiri means Gemiri. We have a Misora not as strong as a Halacha Moshe Misinai. Mamelef is not as strong. Maybe that's why you need a Pasuk. Because it's a Misora, but we'd rather have a stronger explicit text. Okay, so those are two deos in the Gemara, what the source is. Next section of the Braisa. V'chamesh avodos hein. And there are 5 sections of avoda. Here we go. We have to learn the avoda Yom Kippurim. Rav Soloveitchik once said that if the Kohen Gadol ever had a stop in the middle on Yom Kippur, he'd be able to take over. It was so clear to him, and he knew it so well, he was a Levi, so he wasn't really going to take over, but at least in terms of knowing how to do it, he'd be able to, if the Kohen Gadol had a stop in the middle, he'd be able to do it. So we at least on our own level have to be able, as we're learning Maseches Yuma, to know the Avodas, and maybe, you know, next year during the Avodah have more Kavana, if we're not watching the actual Kohen Gadol, you know, when we say it. So there are 5 sections. 5 sections of the Avodah. Zav, Lavan, Zav, Lavan, Zav. That's it, besides the pre, the Trumas Hadeshen, as we discussed earlier, and the Shechita. So, Tamid Shal Shachar Bebigdei Zahav. The Tamid Shal Shachar goes with the Bigdei Zahav. Avodas Hayom Bebigdei Lavan. The special Avoda of the day. The Ketores and the Parim and the Eilin, that's Bigdei Lavan. Right, he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. Elo ve'el ha'am bebigdei zahav. Then he does Yom Kippur ayil for with the bigdei zahav. And then he goes back in. Kafu machta bebigdei lavan. Goes back in. Tamid shel bein arabayim bebigdei zahav. Then he goes back. Right, zahav, lavan, zahav, lavan, zahav. Aye, where's the musaf? That's not so clear. So you do some musaf and before, some after. There are a couple of machlokas. The machlokas here, Rashi, Rambam, about certain avodos. But the general structure is clear. Uminayin shekol tefila utefila tzricha shnei kiddushin. And how do you know that every tefila, which is between the switchings of the begadim, require two kiddushin? Tavalomar ufashat verachatz verachatz vilavash. Right, that is, Rashi says, at least according to Rebbe, that every rechitza means kiddush adayim v'raglayim. That's what Rebbe read the second shita that we just quoted up above. Rachatz means kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So that is the pasuk. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Omer kal v'chomer. Well, the Rav Shimon says you don't need a pasuk for it. It's a kavah chomer. Uma b'makom she'ein to'en tefila. If a place where you don't require tevila, when do you not require tevila? Or when in the morning, when you are going to do the avoda. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda earlier, who holds that the chi of tefila is only durabanan. That's what Rashi says, that the Ritva says right here. That's going like Rabbi Yehuda earlier, not like Ben Azai. The chi of tefila before you go into the Azara in the morning is the Rabbanan. So if in a place where you don't require tefila, every morning if you're Tahar, and yet ton kiddush, you need kiddush, so makom she'ta'un tefila, so in a place where you do need tefila, like here, ain't no dinja ton kiddush. So surely you should need kiddush. And you don't say that the tefila covers. We don't say that. So it's a kavachomer. So isn't it only one kiddush should be enough? You shouldn't need two in between. Of course, if he's taking them off, he's wearing them. What do you have to have that phrase of asher lavash? So we compare the pshita to the levisha. Ma levisha ta'un kiddush, af pshita ta'un kiddush. So there's a kiddush for putting on, there's a kiddush for taking off. Adkan divrei habraisa. That's the braisa, and now we are going to delve into the braisa a little more. But just before we turn over, the Chashuki Chemen here has a question where he says, there was a big gadol adar, and all the talmidim took turns, and they all had different jobs servicing the gadol adar. One of them brought the food, and one of them washed his hands, and one of them helped him get dressed, and one of them helped him walk when he went out, and one of them was makabel the schus to clean up after him after he ate, to remove his dishes and bring it back into the kitchen. That was all the talmidim did it, and he was mitzvonein. He's like, I don't want to do this. This is cleaning up the dishes after the gadol adar ate lunch. That's my avoda. Says the Chashuk Echemed, tell him it's an avoda. The Kohen Gadol went into the mikvah and went into the Kodesh Kadashim to take out the kaf and the machta, the empty, burned, used dishes. So if it's good enough for the Kohen Gadol to have a tefillah and a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur, lefahari lefaneinu, shotzos kaf u'machta nechsheves la'avoda chashuva, shetzorach lipo l'chavad avoda zu, u'lahachlif begadev v'lubash b'gdei baj, im nichas gomel v'harev l'fnim, z'chus gedolahi, and don't think anything otherwise. So, that is the Chashuk Echemed. We continue. Now we darshin every pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, towards the bottom. So first we quote, minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asar kiddushin, shetola kohen gadol makadish bo bayom, tamal omar, what's the first source for the 5 and the 10? Tamal omar, uba aron elo moed, v'rachatzes b'saro b'mayim b'makom kadosh, halamadata, shekola mishana mi'avoda li'avodato en tefila. Any change of avoda. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, ashkechan mi bigdei lavan l'bigdei zahav. This makar, this pasuk is talking about big day lavan to big day zav. So maybe only there you require tevila. Mi big day zav, le big day lavan minayin. How do you know that you go from zav to lavan you also need? Says the Gemara, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, kalva chomer. What do you mean? Ma big day zav, she'ein koin nichnas bahen lefnayv lefnim to'en tevila. If you're changing to go out of the Kodesh Kadashim, if you're changing to go to a less holy place, you need tevila. Big day lavan she'nichnas bahen lefnayv lefnim, ain't no dinshu to'en tevila. If you're changing to go into a more holy place, of course you need tevila. So of course, it's based on a kal v'chomer, you need tevila. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Ikal Mifrach, there is a tzad chamur to putting on the Big Day Zahav. Why? Mala Big Day Zahav, Shekhen Kaparasan Meruba. What do you mean? Big Day Zahav, Kaparas Meruba. What does that line mean? What does Kaparasan Meruba here mean? Rashi says, Kaparasan Meruba, two elements. The Tosas Yishanim only focuses on one of them. Kaparasan Meruba, number one, this Rashi seems to, well, let's just read the Rashi. Shemeshamish ben kol yemos hashana. Number one, you wear these every day. These begadim achieve kapara every single day of the year. The big days off. The big day of is only one day. That's one element. Number two, Rashi says that the avodas pnim, the yom kippurim, Rashi puts it all together, but it's 2 points. Eina mechaperes ela altumas mintesh vekadashav. It's only one avera. The big day of are only mechaper for one avera. The big day Zav, you do all the different avodas with the big day Zav. You know, the Gemara in Zvachim says that every one of the begadim is v'chaper for a different aveira, so it's v'chaper for more. In other words, two elements. One, it's more common, right? It's more common. Number two, it's more, it has more depth to it. It has more power to it. That is what's said here. So therefore, it's more chamer. So the Gemara says, "Al nafkal emi derabbi." Okay, you're right. So Rabbi Yehuda has one source to go for tefillah for Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, but the other direction is going to have to agree to the other shita that says that's the other makar, because Rebbe's makar is in the opposite direction. It's a big discussion in the poskim here related to what does Kaparas and Meruba have to do with us? I'll give you two questions. Number one, the Sharm Sianah Balacha here discusses. Halacha l'maisa, when somebody is buried in their talus, do you bury them in their Shabbos and Yantav talus, or do you bury them in their weekday talus? The weekday talus they wore much more. But their Yantav talus, which probably they wore in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also, that's kaparasan meruba. You know, that you get the kapara of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't work for people who wear different talisim on Shabbos. Then you have a bigger question. What if you wear a different talis on weekday and run Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and your fathers and your grandfathers? But either way, the issue is kaparas and meruba. More common or deeper? Or another, the Chashukei Chemed has a shayla. Somebody's deciding to donate something to a shul. He's not sure whether to buy sidurim or machzorim. Right? Which is, the shul needs both. So which is more? Well, Siddurim you use every day. It's more of a need. No, Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And he says the Shiloh doesn't really apply if the Siddur has Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the back. That's not the Shiloh here. We're talking about if you have a weekday Siddurim that only has, you know, Siddur Lachol versus others. So that's his Shiloh here. And then he gets into the Mishnah in Zvachim, Tadir Umakudash, right, which is more common, which is more holy, but it also has to do with here, these 2 days in Rashi, Kaparas and Meruba, is the Iker that is used more, or is the Iker that it's deeper and it's more effective, right? It covers more Averos. That's this line, right? A hidden nugget in this detail of the Shakla Vitaria of Kaparas and Meruba. Okay, we continue. So now is explaining the first section. So Amar Rebbe, second section. Minayin l'chamish tefilos v'asar kiddushin shetol v'kohen gadol m'kadosh bo bayom. What's Rebbe's source? Tam alomar ksonos bad kodesh yilbash halamadatosh kol mishana mi'avodah le'avodah ta'un tefilah. So again, now we ask the opposite way, because this is the opposite source. Ashkechon mi big day zahav le'big day lavan. I know, going from zahav to lavan, you need, that's what the pasuk is talking about, mi big day lavan le'big day zahav minayin. So how do you know the other way? So the Gemara could have answered, well, he holds like the other opinion. Just like the other opinion holds like his opinion, the Gemara doesn't want, rather not say that. So Tana de Rebbe Shmuel Kavachomer, same idea and the opposite. Ma big day love and she'in kaparasan meruba, tune in tefila, big day zav, she'kaparasan meruba, ain't no dinjato in tefila. Right, kaparasan meruba. So you get a mifrach, no. Ma le big day zav, she'kin niklas ben lefai v'lefnim. Again, it's a stalemate. Just like we said before. So the Gemara says, Hainu, remember we said there's an extra phrase at the end of Rebbe? So that's the extra phrase, Hainu Diktani, at the end of Rebbe's Makar, it says, Va'omer in the Torah, Big Day Kodesh Heim, V'rachatas Basarob Amayim, Ulavesham. What is that to teach me? It's to teach me that all the Begadim are compared. Hokshu Begadim Zulazu, they're all Big Day Kodesh, and therefore you require tefillah in any direction. Period. Next section of the Raisa. V'chamish avodos hein, Talmud Shoshachar, Big Day Zav, avodos ayom, Big Day Lava. Elo ve'el ha'am, bibi de zahav, kafu machtu bibi de lavan, tamit shobain arbaim bibi de zahav. Right, so that's the switch. Uminayim shekol tfilu, tfilu tzvicha beis kiddushin, and how do I know? Tabalomar, ufashat v'rachas v'rachas v'lavash. So that's the makar. So now we darshan. Hai v'tfilu ksiv. I don't see, it says v'rachats. Doesn't that mean tfila? Doesn't mean kiddush. It says v'rachats twice? one after Pshita, one before Levisha. So Gemara says, "Em eino inyan l'tfila denafgalei mibigdei kodeshem." Well, you don't need it for tfila because we learned that already. Just above, because you learn from bigdei kodesh heim that they're all bigdei kodesh. You need tfila between each one. So teneo inyan l'kiddush. So that's why you use it for kiddush. Asks the Ritva, 1 minute. Didn't it say the word by kiddush twice, so you learn two kiddushin? So maybe you should take it literally. It means tefillah, and it means you should have two tefillahs. You have to go to the mikvah twice, right? One for the begadim that you, just like kiddush, is one for the begadim that you took off and one for the one you're putting on. Maybe tefillah, one for each. Says the Ritva, a crucial line. You never have a tefillah for something you already did. That's the line of the Ritva. The Yesh Lomar, this is tucked away here, Yumalamid Beis. Meaning, to put it in our language, tefillah is a matir. If tefillah is a matir, tefillah never is for something in the past. It's matir yishalabayla. It's matir tumevatara. Tefillah is defined as a matir. That's why Tosfos Maseches Nida says, you can't have a lechatchila and bidi'eved way of doing tevila. Either it works or it doesn't work. Because by a mitzvah, you can have a lechatchila way of doing it and a bidi'eved way of doing it. But a matir, it either works or it doesn't work. So that's what Tosfos says in the end of Maseches Nida. Samach Aleph or Samach Vav. So says the Ritva, this Ritva fits in very nicely to that idea. That the Ritva says, you can't say that you're going to require two tefillahs in a row. One for future. No, tefillah's got to work for the future. Kiddush Adar Barglayim, that maybe works for the past. That's a different type of halacha. But not tefillah. And that's why, since you already know tefillah, it has to be learned for kiddush. V'lich tevei rachmana b'lashon kiddush, so why does the Torah say it? V'rachatz. It should say kiddush. So hakamash malon, the tefillah ki kiddush, is to compare ma kiddush b'makam kadosh, av tefillah b'makam kadosh. Just like kiddush is done b'makam kadosh, av tefillah is b'makam kadosh. Besides the first one. The first one in the morning. Somebody asked me this morning, according to Rabbi Meir, so I'll have to look it up, do some more research. According to Rabbi Meir, he says, if you remember, that you have two tefillahs after the Kohen is undressed. Ready? Two tefillahs. So what, he went from the mikvah to the kiyar, naked. So Mistama, they carried the beged of butz, you know, around. Did he put something on? Did he wrap himself in that? Because the kiddush was done by the kiyar, and the mikvah was on the Beis HaParva, right? So you can't carry the water. So according to the Rabbanan, before he takes them off and after he puts it on, not a problem. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's done after the pshita, before the levisha. So Mistama, they covered, just like they covered him by the mikvah, they covered him, and they walked with him by the kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush mina, Mistama is spoken about, we just have to find it. Rabbi Yehuda, kiddush mina, had as Rabbi Yehuda, no, kiddush, meaning the first day in the Brisa, nafkalei midrav Elazar Reb Shimon, he learns it from Elazar Reb Shimon, as we have at the end of the Brisa, period. Amar Reb Chizda, says Reb Chizda. Reb Chizda Rashi explains, understands Rebbe as taking the pasuk literally. Meaning what? Look at Rashi. Amar Reb Chizda. Kasava Reb Chizda. Dafka Amar Rebbe ufashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. What does that mean? Shnei kiddushin bein pshita u'levisha echad lifnei tevilav echad lecharek kodem levisha. As we just described. Reb Chizda understands Rebbe as, when he quotes that pasuk, it's literal. That you have the kiddushin before and after the tevila. So had the Rebbe mafka midrabeo mafka midrabanan. He seems to be against both. Mafka midrabanan wa idila rabanan amrikshu lavush makadesh ve'iu amrikshu poshi makadesh. Right, different. Rather, rabanan say when he's lavush he does kiddush avraglayim, and he Rebbe holds that only after he takes off the first clothing. Umafka midrabi meir diila rabbi meir amar hach kiddush basra. I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Meir, only the first one. But it's still the first one. He solved the question by the first one, not by both. I got mixed up. Rav Chizda's Rebbe is the one that says both. What I was about to say. So, Yidil Rabbi Meir, Amar, Hach Kiddush Basra, Kshu Lavush Makadesh. Rabbi Meir holds that the first one is done after you remove the clothes, but the second one is done after you put on the clothes. The Iyu Amar, Kshu Poshe Makadesh. And he says, Kshu Poshe. Rav Chizda's Rebbe is the one. So, who is Rebbe like? He's not like Rabbi Meir or the Rabbanan. So, Amar Bachar Bar Yaakov, no. That was the Hava Mina. The question that was asked to me and I just described. But you still have the question if you do the Kiddush after the first Pshita. But here, Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov says, everybody agrees the second Kiddush is done after you put on the new clothes. B'kidush sheni shelo b'dachach b'kadosh. My time, huh? Why? To Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, by kiddush adayim v'raglayim, ovi gishtam ala mizbeach, you do kiddush when you're about to go to the mizbeach. Mi she'eino mechusar ela gisha. Kiddush is done by someone who only, the only thing he has to do, left to do, is to go to the mizbeach. Yatzezesha mechusar levisha v'gisha. If you're undressed, then you have to get dressed also. So that's why kiddush adayim v'raglayim, the second one, is done by one they're wearing clothes. The first one is a machlokas, so that's why Rav Chissa's Rebbe, really, he could hold like Rebbe Meir. Doesn't have to hold, he could, lav dafka, but he could hold like Rebbe Meir. Amalei Rav Acha, b'rei d'Rav al-Rav Ashi, lo Rav Chissa islay d'Rav Acha, v'lo Rav Acha islay d'Rav Chissa. Neither one of them hold of each other, meaning Rav Chissa, who says that Rebbe requires two kiddushin arum, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says kiddush is done after you put your clothes on, so they can't hold of each other because then there'd be too many. The imkain la Rebbe habi lechamesar kiddushin. Right? If you do both kiddushin, as Rav Chissa understood Rebbe, both kiddushin are done while the kohen gadol is not wearing anything. Any other Rav Acha bar Yaakov that you do another kiddush, you have to levisha. There'd be too many. So I correct myself that my question before was on Rav Chissa's understanding of Rebbe. Right? That both are done after pshita and before levisha. That was the that's his hara. Okay, just a little more. Hey, so what happened? We had the tefillas, and now the Kohen Gadol starts the process. So what does he do? He's wearing his big day zahav in the morning, and he starts doing the shechita of the Karban Tamid. Kirtso. That mean, what does that mean? My karatso. What does that mean that he starts doing it? Amar ula lishtetaktolahu. Kirtso means he kills. He starts doing the shechita. Amar of Nachum bar Yitzchak Maikra, what pasuk tells me that? Egla yefeifia Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a beautiful egla. Keretz mitzafon baba. But the Keretz mitzafon from the north, Babel, baba is going to come. The Keretz and the Babylonians killed the Mitzrayim. My mashma, how is it? What does that mean? Kidemetargim Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef had the targum on that pasuk. Malka yo'e haya b'Mitzrayim. There was a fair malchus in Egypt. Amamin katolin mitzipona yaisanala. And nations from the tzafon came and killed them. Period. Right, so you see in the targum. It's a big discussion, and we'll end with this. Kidemetargim Rav Yosef. Tosfos and Baba Kama on Dav Gimel says, why is it that Rav Yosef, all over Shas, is always the metargim? Says Tosfos, don't think it's because Rav Yosef was blind. And if he was blind, there's an isser of Dvarim Shebichsav Iyatar Shalom and Alpeh. And therefore he couldn't read Psukim, because it was Balpeh for him, because he was blind. And that's why he always had to say the Tirgum. He couldn't say the Pasuk explicitly. Don't think, says Tosfos, because of that reason. That's not true. It was just, he was a Baki. He was a Baki in Targum. That's what he says. So Tosfos says, don't think it has anything to do because he was blind, but he was a Baki in Targum. This is an important discussion that we need to have in terms of Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyatar Shalom and Bechsav, Dvarim Shebechsav, Iyatar Shalom and Alpeh. Does that apply to us? We'll leave with a question. The Beis Shemay will talk more about it tomorrow. Tosfos in Temura, Daf Yudalad asks, how do we daven in the morning? How do we say Ashrei without a klaf? Because when we use a siddur or a chumash, that's basically balpeh. That doesn't count for bichsav. So how do we say Kriya Shema in a chumash or saying it by heart? That's Dvarim Shebichsav. Iyatar Shalom and Alpeh. Laning, fine. Megillas Esther, fine. But what about everything else? That's a huge question that's dealt with by the Rishonim. We have to figure out, how do we daven every day? How do we go through everything? Right, what about the Yisra of Dvarim Shebichsav? Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyatar Shalom and Bichsav. So fine, we know, Eis Lasos Lashem, Rebu Dahanasi, you had to write it down, and Hefer Torah Zecha. But what about the other way? Is there a Tzarech? What's the Tzarech? Dvarim Shebalpeh, Iyatar Shalom and Dvarim Shebichsav, Yer Shalom and Alpeh. So how do we daven? That's the question of Tosfos and Temura on Daf Yudalid. So we'll have to see his answers, we'll have to see the Mekubat says, and we'll have to see what the Shulchan Aruch says about this as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight. Pajir is tonight, 8:45, and everybody's invited. Again, everybody join us, though. Also, I haven't mentioned it in a while in terms of joining our building project. You know, it's getting towards the end of the secular calendar. If anybody wants to get in last minute tax donation, tax help exemption, so please feel free to nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. Feel free to join in the mitzvah of building a Beis HaKnesses and creating a home for the daf.